As you guys know, the theme of this conference is centered around an enjoyable life of prayer. What I want to share with you guys this morning is just some practical tools to apply to help us reach that goal of enjoyable prayer and a life of sustainable prayer. And I just want to kind of a precursor to that is you see the title of my message this morning is Going Deeper in the Word. This is, like I said, this is kind of a precursor to getting to that point of an enjoyable life of prayer. And you see Roman numeral 1, the importance of going deeper in the Word. Why is it important? If you guys look right below paragraph A, John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. So we see there very clearly that the Word is God. If we know the Word, then we know God. Okay? And how deep we go in the Word is how deep we go in God. And we must go deep in order to fully understand, to fully enjoy God. One of my favorite examples as far as men in the Bible who enjoyed God and who had a wonderful, a great understanding of who the Lord is David. So we'll just look briefly at the life of David. I mean, this guy had it. He understood what it took to have a lifestyle day and night of prayer, enjoyable prayer. You look there underneath the life of David, Roman numeral 1. One thing, Psalm 27:4, one thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord. This was David's desire. This is what he sought after day and night. His lifelong preoccupation was gazing on the beauty of God. God's beauty was central to the tabernacle of David. And it didn't matter. I mean, we all know David went through some pretty hard times, but it didn't matter. He kept his eyes on beholding the beauty of God, and no matter what, through trials, through hard times, he was always singing, he was always worshiping, he was always seeking the beauty, seeking understanding and revelation of the beauty of God. And this revelation of God's beauty is what fascinates our hearts. We're in paragraph 2 there. The combination of God's beauty with his emotions for human beings provides the essential ingredients for going deeper and having a life of enjoyable prayer. That's what we need to reach for first. We need to reach for that revelation and that understanding of his beauty and his emotions and affections for us. We need to seek that out and get to a place where we fully understand how much he loves us, how much he cares for us. If we jump down to paragraph 3, I'm going to read that scripture right below there, Psalm 149:4. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Right there, that's David's theology of prayer. He describes some of the essential dynamics for enjoyable prayer in Psalm 149. He wrote of God's pleasure, delight, and affection for his people. Paragraph 4, enjoying God flows from understanding his beauty, which I already touched on. And King David did a great job of teaching us that. If we look at Psalm 149, verse 2, it reads, let Israel rejoice in their maker, let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. And what I did there, I actually got this idea from Mike. In the place of rejoice or be joyful, you just put enjoy. So we can put ourselves in there in the place of Israel. Let us enjoy our Maker. Let us be joyful in our King. That's what it's all about. Enjoying God, but first understanding his beauty and understanding his affections and his desires for us, his love for us. That allows us to fully enjoy him. Paragraph 5. For he is our primary reward, Jesus is. We carry this reward inside our hearts. In other words, we live with a fascinated heart as we drink deep of the doctrine of God's beauty and desire. So are you guys seeing the kind of a common theme here? Of kind of what it's about? Okay. Genesis 15:1. For I am your exceedingly great reward. Paragraph A. Encountering God's beauty and God's desire for us is where we most enjoy our primary reward, which is God Himself. Also, understanding the bridal paradigm. Turn to page 2. Isaiah 62, 2 through 6, kind of talks about the bridal paradigm. I'm not going to read through it all. Actually, I guess I will. You shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord will name. You shall also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the land of your God. You shall no longer be termed forsaken, nor shall your land and more be termed desolate. But you shall be called Hephzibah, for the Lord delights in you. For as a young man marries a virgin, so shall your sons marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. I'm going to stop right there. That last part that I just read, as a bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. And you think about that, how a groom rejoices over his bride. Like, you think about our understanding as humans, as flesh here on this earth, our weak understanding of love. And then you think about God as our bridegroom rejoicing over us, his bride. And you can take our, what we understand about, like I said, our weak earthly flesh love that we, you know, give to each other, and multiply that by 100 times. And that's still not even close to how deep and how much God loves us. I'll kind of share just a brief testimony. Just some things I've been through in life. I'm not going to, you know, share details or anything like that. But I was praying one day, and the Lord made this very clear to me, that through all the circumstances I'd been through, through low times, He just showered me and flooded me with His love, and showed me that the way I loved family and friends here on this earth, it was very clear. He's like, Jace, take that love. This is what He spoke to me. He's like, take that love and multiply it by 100 times, and that's just 1%, if even, how much I love you. And that just, oh man, that just cut deep, and I'm just like, wow. I mean, I can't even fathom that. I can't even understand the depth of His love for me. But that's what we want to reach for. That's our goal in life, is to first of all reach for that revelation and that understanding of His love for us, His affections, His emotions. Paragraph A. Understanding our new name, this is talking about the passage I just read. Understanding our new name refers to understanding our new spiritual identity as being delighted in by God. We must have, I can't say that enough, we must have that revelation of His love and His beauty. Paragraph 7. David had this understanding, like I shared before. He had this understanding of God's beauty, His emotions, His affections, that not many had. The subject of God's emotions and affections was a special revelation given to King David. Having this knowledge and revelation of God allowed David to go deeper and to possess a life of enjoyable worship and prayer day and night. As we read earlier in Psalm 27:4, that was his desire, day and night, to behold the beauty of God, to behold the love of the Father. And with that revelation that he got, if we take a look here at Psalm 1, 1 through 2, blessed is the man, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law he meditates day and night. That's what David did. He meditated on the word of the Lord, on the law of the Lord day and night, and delighted in it. He loved it. Like I said before, through trials, we all know the story of David, through trials and tribulations, he still kept his heart posture focused on the Lord, focused on his love. He sang and worshiped day and night continually because he had that revelation. And as we look at Psalm 119, I'm not going to read through this. You have it in your notes, you can read through it. But just one thing I want to point out in this, this specific chapter is pretty much every verse in this chapter mentions something about the Word of God. And it doesn't just mention something about the Word of God. It's pretty much meditating, delighting in the Word. It's just repeated throughout. How I love your word, how I delight in your word, how sweet are your words to the taste in my mouth. I love your law. My heart stands in awe of your word. I rejoice in your word. I love your law. Your law is my delight. Are we really at that point where we delight in his word like that? I know all the time I'm not. But I want to get to that point where, like David, no matter what happens, no matter what situation I'm in, no matter what I'm feeling, no matter what I'm thinking, the only thing I am thinking is I want to delight in his word. I can't get enough of his word. I want to be in his word. I want to be meditating on the word. Paragraph B. I've been talking about striving for and reaching this revelation of God's love and emotions for us. We must remember God wants to be known. He loves to reveal himself. He wants us to seek the depths of him, the depths of his word. Page 3. I have 3 quotes here from Alan Hood, from A Class He Teaches Excellencies, Christ. I'm going to go ahead and read through those. I know you have them in your notes and you can read through them, but they're so good that I can't get enough of them when I read them. So I'm going to go ahead and read them again. You guys can follow along with me. And Alan just has an awesome vocabulary when it comes to describing Christ, God, God's love. And so trying to rephrase it, paraphrase it, put in your own words, just, in my opinion, ruins it. So I'm going to go ahead and read through this. We'll start with the first one. God is the God of pleasure, who loves to share himself, who loves to delight the senses of the ones formed in his image. He is the glorious, delightful God who constructs reality around revelation, around unfolding of beauty and light and love. The God who loves to manifest and display the illustrious, incandescent essence of divine, all for fascination. His pleasure immeasurable and delight consummate. He is the pleasure immeasurable and delight consummate. The highest honor and joy he could give us is to base our relationship around the subject matter of himself. I'm going to read that again. The highest honor and joy he could give us is to base our relationship around the subject matter of himself. He is the overflowing God. The second one. The only reason you exist is pleasure. It's the only reason you were made. You have no other function than enjoying and being enjoyed by God. He doesn't need you to do anything for him. You're the one creature made to mind the depth of the living God. I'm going to read that one again. You're the one creature made to mind the depth of the living God. That's what we were created for. Everything for you has been built around the revelation of God, him letting you know something about himself. We'll go to the last one there. He is the God who loves to manifest himself, to unfold beauty. Everything in reality is constructed around God revealing himself. So, do we see the importance of going deep in the word?
Start to.
Okay. Are we starting to understand? I know we all do to a certain extent. Do we get it that God wants us to go deep? That he wants to reveal himself to us? He wants us to know the depths of his heart, his emotions, his feelings. Now, with all that said, Roman numeral 2, I've laid out just some real practical and easy steps to help us go deeper in the word, to help us get a revelation of that beauty of God's love for us. There's two main tools that I've laid out for us. The first one is worship. The second one is meditation. And we'll start with worship there, paragraph A. When I'm talking about worship, this is how simple it can be. If you're not a musician, play a CD. Pop a CD in your CD player, a tape, or whatever. Whether you're in your room, whether you're in a small group. Put in an instrumental CD, or if you can play guitar or piano and you have one available, grab that. You don't need a full team, you don't need a band. Grab a guitar or anything like that. Why music? We all enjoy music, right? Yes? Okay. Music does something to our hearts. It unlocks our hearts. It opens up our hearts and allows us to express our emotions, our feelings. Which, when most of the time, when we listen to music, we enjoy it, right? If we add that with prayer, it's going to help us sustain and enjoy prayer. Paragraph Roman numeral 2 there. The mystery of music is in the being of God. God is a musician. The Holy Spirit is a musical spirit, and the human spirit is a musical spirit. If we look at Revelation 4 and 5, you see that God, the creator of everything, has surrounded himself with worship. Now that says something right there. The creator of everything surrounds himself with worship, with music. And we'll actually, if you read through the Revelation 4:10, the 24 elders fell down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They worship him. Revelation 5:8-9. Each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints, and they sang a new song. So there we have worship, and there we have prayer and singing to God around the throne. So it must be important. He must want us to do that, right? We were created to worship the Lord, to worship him in spirit and truth. How do we worship in truth? What is truth? The Word of God. So we must know the Word. We must go deep in the Word and have that truth in us in order to worship him in truth. And he also calls us to minister to him in the beauty of holiness. Worship is the agreement of who God is. It is expressed in part by declaring the truth of who God is. And I just want to say again, look at the life of David. He worshiped all the time, day and night. He had it. He knew what it took. Page 4. We'll skip down to point B there. You can read through that other verse later. To the second tool, meditation. And I have about 4 points there, different types of meditation we can use. The first one is singing the word. Doesn't matter if you can't sing. Doesn't matter if you can hold pitch or hold a tune. Repetitive, whether you read through the word, whether you sing through the word, just continually doing that is going to get that word deep in your heart. And what do I mean by singing through the word? How can you do that? If you have a daily reading schedule, hopefully we all do, whether it's a chapter or whether, you know, how many chapters, if it's 10 chapters a day, 5 chapters a day, just pick one chapter, or just pick as you read through your schedule, your daily reading schedule. If something strikes your heart, sticks out to you, just start singing through that. It helps greatly, like I said, with memorizing and getting that word. I mean, it's more than memorizing the word. It's getting it in your heart. It's having that revelation stuck in your heart. Looking at 1 Corinthians 14:15. This is Paul speaking here. I will pray in the spirit and I will also pray with understanding. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with understanding. Okay, that was his prayer, to sing with understanding. To sing with understanding of the word of who God is. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Point two, transcribing or paraphrasing the word. And what do I mean by this? This is reading through the word and then going back and writing or typing on your computer, putting it in your own words. There's something about that when you do that, where you use your own language, where it helps you to understand it and retain it more. Cross-referencing, using other scripture passages from other chapters or books that tie in with the verse you are reading. It's okay to grab other verses, other language, and tie it in. It's all the word, it's all truth. And sometimes, I mean, usually there might be like a few different words that actually from another passage or even another translation that maybe strikes your heart differently, and just like, oh, you know, just like a light goes on, it unlocks a greater revelation of that word. And then, as I mentioned, reading other translations. So taking these four points here and applying them is so easy. Like I said, you don't need a band. You don't need a team. You can do this individually in your bedroom or wherever you have your quiet time or your study time. Put in a CD, grab a guitar, and just sing through the word over and over and over again. Getting it in your heart, allowing your heart to be open to it, allowing your heart to be fully expressed through that. Or you can do it if you guys meet in small groups, youth groups, whatever it may be. You don't have to have, you know, this laid out format. You guys can simply sit around in a circle, start singing through the word. If you have a small group like that and you guys want to do that, you can actually come up with a passage that you guys want to sing through the next time you meet and actually have everyone study it for a week or however many days before you meet, and then have them come with that language that they've gotten, the revelation that they've received from the Lord on that, and just get together and just sing. Sit in a circle, play music, and just sing, just one by one, just singing the scripture, the revelation that you've gotten. In a group like that, it also helps so much as far as gaining revelation of the word, because we're all different. Our hearts, we feel differently than others do. We see things differently than others do. We receive things differently than others do. That is applied to the word. You know, different ones of us receive the word differently. Different parts of the word hits us differently. So there's something about when you get a group together that has, on their own time, has really studied a passage and dug deep in that, and then you get together and then you start singing that word, and somebody might sing something and what they sang could just nail you with like revelation, and you're just like, oh my gosh, I never saw it that way, but it is so good. I know an example, singing on worship teams 6 days out of the week, up there at IHOP, half of our sets are worship with the word sets, which we sing through the word, and that is part of our duty as prophetic singers, is to study the passage we're going to sing. And I know there's been sets for me that I've just absolutely gotten wrecked by what somebody else sang. Something as simple as a 3 or 4 word phrase. It was something that it was a viewpoint or a different approach to what what the Lord was trying to get across in that word. And it's just, I mean, I didn't see it, and it's just been like, I mean, that happens, and somebody will sing something, and you're just, like, totally undone. You're like, wow. And you're just totally struck with revelation. And I remember one set in particular, I actually had to... it took everything I had to stay focused with the set and to be able to sing, because I was so messed up in a good way. And just so, like, that phrase that this one girl sang... It was just like, I mean, it totally undid me, and I'm just like, that's all I could think about the rest of the set, pretty much. It was just like trying to wrap my understanding around that. So all these meditation tools help provide you with more language to sing, thus opening the door for a greater revelation. You can apply these tools in your small groups, Bible studies, or individually, which I said. You don't need the IHOP Kansas City prayer room in order to do this. This is how simple it is. I'm not going any deeper in the Word because I'm up there in Kansas City. I'm going deeper in the Word because I'm applying these tools. I'm singing. I'm reading through day after day after day. I'm asking the Lord for revelation. You can go deeper in the Word in your bedroom than I could in the prayer room up in Kansas City. So that's the point I want you guys to walk away with. I want you guys to understand the importance of going deep in the Word and how easy it really is. Anybody can do it. You don't need, like I said, you don't need a format, you know, don't need some, you know, highfalutin, you know, structurized thing to do it. It's this simple. It's this easy. You guys should hopefully have it. It's a outline. It's Galatians 5. Yeah. We're actually going to be singing through this at 10. This particular passage is what my worship team for the last 2 months has been singing through. And I handed that out to you guys for two reasons. One, so you could it can help you follow along with us, those of you who will be in here participating with us through this or during this set. Number two, I wanted you guys to see, as far as when I was mentioning these tools, putting that, how we put that into practice before we sing through that. What I've done with that outline is I've picked this... God's really been hitting me hard with his desire for us to walk in the Spirit all the time. Like it's been burning in my heart for months and months and months. That's why I chose this passage. And that's what you can do. Something that God's laying on your heart, something that you want to get greater revelation of, or something that you just can't let go, that's just tugging at your heart, that you just, oh, I just need to sing about that. That's how you can go about, you know, if you don't want to sing through your daily, you know, read or whatever, it helps too, to something that's on your heart, something you desire to sing or read. But anyway, briefly, this outline here, I have it broken down into four parts or four different cycles, which we'll take throughout our set here at 10 and sing through. The first one there, the internal battle between the Spirit and the flesh, just talking about how the flesh wars against the Spirit pretty much. But what I've put underneath that verse is, this is what I mean by, I mean, I know we're all familiar with cross-referencing, but this is how we apply it as far as when we sing through our sets. What I've done there, some worship leaders, some teams, we like to actually just kind of tell a story kind of through this. So what I've done there is we sing through this scripture passage, and then I have other ways we can go through this certain passage here, Roman numeral 1, where you can hit Romans 6, where it talks about being crucified through Christ or with Christ. You're not under the law of sin. See, that ties into that. If you look at verse 18, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Psalm 84, where it talks about your heart is set on this pilgrimage, for this is not our home. Like, that ties into that. You know, the flesh this is not our home. We are striving for a better place, for a home. Does that make sense, kind of what I did there? So I just wanted you, we do that with each cycle we sing through. It just adds so much content to what we sing, and it just really makes it just like, oh yeah, I see that. Because we're throwing in different scripture with just a little different twist on it, and it just unlocks that understanding so much. So what I want to do now is actually have a couple of my team members actually come up and give testimony of just how, for them, how singing through the Word on a team has actually allowed them to go deeper, allowed them to gain greater wisdom and understanding of God. This is Joe Cole. He is my electric guitar player.
Well, as he said, I'm Joe. Isn't he an awesome teacher? Just give him a hand. Everybody. Well, I just got a few things. Just with singing through the Word and just loving the Lord through His Scripture and just doing it in your bedroom in the secret place has unlocked Scripture in a greater way for me than I can even put into words. Like, there is no greater way to go deeper in the Word by singing it to Him in the secret place. It doesn't take music. You can sing an acapella, but music helps a lot. I'm just going to say that. And just another thing, like, there's one thing to sing it by yourself, but in the corporate context, to see your revelation, but see other people's revelation and paint this beautiful picture of the Word of God just unlocks Scripture that touches your heart in a deeper way. And it just makes me love Jesus even more that I get to sit in that prayer room with other people singing the Scripture and loving the Lord and just painting this beautiful picture that I get to enter into. And just love Jesus all the more through singing His Word. So that's all I have. And this is Emily. She's a prophetic singer. She's our chorus leader. And she's awesome. So.
Okay, I guess there's just a few things. Like, one thing I've noticed in the secret place when I'm reading the Word, it's easy to just start reading and then not comprehend what you're reading. And so I'm like, oh, wait, I just read a chapter, and I don't remember what it was about. But I found when I'm singing, when you're singing it, you understand what you're saying because you have to think more. So that's one thing about singing in the secret place. And then when you're coming together and doing it, like this past year I started doing 6 a.m. sets. And ever since then, it's been worship with the Word sets. So we're singing about the Word for 2 hours every morning, and that starts your day out. And so ever since then, I've had people come up to me like, wow, you have a gift of faith. I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't have a gift of faith. I've just been in the Word in the morning, and it like realigns me with the truth. And so my life isn't focused about like, what do I have to do today? You start out the day singing through the Word, and you're like, this is why I'm living, and this is truth. And I mean, Psalm 27, I was singing over that on one of my teams, and it's just, the Lord's my light, my salvation, whom shall I fear? I'm like, I'll do whatever He tells me to do. There's really no question about it. People are like, what are you? You're being crazy. Like, why are you doing this? Why are you stepping out in this way? And it's like, because the Word says I can. So, I mean, it's awesome. It's really just changed my heart in a lot of different ways. So it's been really good.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Emily. Does anybody have any questions?
I do.
I knew you did. Because the Word is God, and thus God created us to mine the depths of Himself, to love Him for all that He is, to seek His face, to seek His beauty.
I think I'd heard you say at one point that if we don't know the Word, we don't know God. And that's what you're saying is that there's an importance, there's a need for us to go deep in that.
Yes.
And to know the Lord, and that if for us to fully know Him, and to fully walk in that enjoyment and what we were created for, you're saying we can't do that apart from an understanding of the Word.
Yeah.
And you're saying not a casual, shallow understanding, that there's...
Right. Because what... Yeah, let me put it this way. What happens... you can apply this to anything, pretty much. Anything that we do. If you just do the bare minimum, if you just have just the barest the most surfacey of knowledge or interest in it one bit, what happens? We're gonna get bored. Mm-hmm. We're gonna lose desire to do that thing or to seek out that thing or whatever. We're not gonna have anything that continually is pushing us or is opening up our heart to go deeper. Because the more knowledge, the deeper you go in the Word, the more fascinated you're going to be, and that's actually going to draw your heart in more. You're going to desire just to go deeper and deeper and deeper.
Okay. Tell me a little bit more again, or explain that to me again, about the impact that music and singing has on our spirit. I mean, how does that happen, or why is that? Or give me an example. Give me something that helps me understand why singing is so important. And I mean something other than just because the Word says it is. I mean, what does singing actually do to us?
Singing actually, it's another way to express your heart. Like I said before, music and singing does something to our hearts. It opens up our hearts in a way to allow us to express maybe something that we couldn't express just through talking or just through praying.
Okay. I'm just reminded of, as you're sharing that, I'm reminded of, it seems like in Scripture there's a few places where something happens, an event happens, and it was recorded in a song.
You're talking about the Song of Moses or the Song of the Lamb?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of, where we have this great exodus, and this great victory's happened. God's delivered his people, and Moses sets that history, writes that history out, and sets an account in a song. And they sang that song.
Yeah.
And also, I'm even thinking about even the hymns that the Wesleys have written, and how much of that word, that theological truth, got worked into us through that song. So when we open the Word, as you've suggested, and we're looking at those psalms, we're looking at those hymns, we're looking at those songs, and we turn them into our own songs, we're working that theological truth into us.
Yeah.
So it's getting, we're going deep in it, but it's getting deep in us
as
well.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. So tell me again, I want to go deep. I've got a little bit of time in the morning. I got a little bit of time in the car. I got a little bit of time on my lunch break. On the run, what are some things that I can do to engage my heart the way that you've mentioned? I mean, you've mentioned music, mm-hmm. and you've mentioned the Word, but tell me what that would look like during a commute.
Okay, during a commute, like I said, pop in a CD. You don't even need a CD. Just sing a cappella. And just, if you have, say, like you get up in the morning and your schedule is, okay, first thing I get up in the morning, I'm going to read through a chapter. Or you wake up, maybe you have a scripture burning on your heart, you're going to read through that. And you do that, get ready for work, on your way to work, sing through that on your way to work. Or say it over and over again. Sing it or say it over and over again.
Okay. So, have you got a verse there in front of you? Like from Galatians or something?
Yeah.
Okay, give me an example. Give me an example. You're in your car.
Pick up the guitar, Rob.
Huh?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, no, I'm not picking up the guitar. But I appreciate that about you.
Thought I'd try.
Give me an example of what you would do. I mean, just give me 30 seconds. Take a verse.
Okay.
Just take a verse that you've been looking at. And when you say sing the Word, do you mean verbatim?
You can do, here we'll just take the first, here we'll take Psalm 27:4. Everybody's familiar with that.
Okay.
If I had it in front of me, this is what I would do. I would sing through it word for word, okay, maybe once, maybe 10 times. And as I'm singing through that word, something may jump out to me. So singing through that, you know, one thing I've desired of the Lord, that I may seek, that I may, all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord. Maybe right there, what I have underlined, behold the beauty of the Lord. I sing through that whole thing word for word, maybe once or twice or five times, whatever, and say when I get to that point, something's just piercing my heart about it, I'm going to just start repeating that then. Repeating that over and over again, singing through that part. And then that what I mean by like doing that will just unlock, okay, behold, okay, what does that mean? To behold. Then I start singing around that. The beauty of the Lord. Thinking about all the places in Scripture that I know where it talks about or describes the beauty of God. And then I can start singing through that things as they come to mind.
So. Now, Jace, I know you're going to lead us in a worship with a word set here in just a little bit, but I'm going to put you on the spot,
okay?
And I know you can do it, but I want you to just to grab whatever verse you want, and I want you to do what you just said for us,
okay?
To read through it, to sing through it. Something's highlighted. Show us how to – just give us an example of what turning that into a phrase or borrowing the language or recommunicating it with another verse or creating – just show us what that could look like.
Okay.
I mean, you can take a minute and a half.
Okay. You actually want me to sing it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to grab my guitar because I hide behind that.
Okay. That's fine. I think what Jace has shared with us is just really, really important. What this conference has been about.
I'm gonna kick you out, sorry.
Okay. What this conference has been about is we've come to find out that we don't really touch prayer, or we don't really touch that communion with the Lord, unless we touch it in a way that's sustained. There's so much more that's found in the place of communion after the 10-minute mark that's not there in the first few minutes. And what we're trying to communicate this weekend is some practicals and some tips of how do we stay in that place, how do we engage our heart, how do we stay connected with the Lord, and how do we go deep in it in a sustained way. And what Jace has shared with us this morning is two important elements. The Word. Opening the Word and actually seeing it and writing it. Do you realize the prayers and the songs that are recorded in the Word are the very songs that God chose to write and pin down for us? You cannot go wrong with those. That's the other thing. And then the other element that he's talking about is entering into that dynamic of music and what that does to the human heart and the power that it has. I mean, He could start in on a piece of music right now, and it could be really mellow. You'd get really relaxed, and you would just enter into this really big, heavy sigh and really enjoy the Lord. Or he could turn that and turn it into something more militant, and you would get on your feet. Your prayers would change. Your body actions would change, and you would get real declaring and very militant in it. So music has the power to do that to us. We can sway a crowd of 1,000 with the type of that music. And so it has power on us, and it helps us remember. So Jace is just going to give us like a minute or two demo. And what he's doing, it doesn't matter about the quality of your voice. The technique's the same for everybody. Okay, so he's going to demo for a little bit. Then we're going to just transition right into our worship with the word set. If you're signed up for the prophetic ministry for this 10 o'clock slot, make your way to this two rows of brown chairs. As these people leave, you go ahead and just slide into them if you're signed up for that 10 a.m. slot, and we'll just truck on from there. Now let's just put them in the same place. Yeah.
Hey, one thing that I've desired of the Lord that I may seek, that I may dwell in your house all the days of my life and behold your beauty. For this is my heart's desire, it's what I live for. This one thing I will seek, I will seek your beauty, the beauty of the Lord, the beauty around the throne of God. And I will seek a revelation of the beauty of the things you have created. For it is my desire to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. I want to be found in the secret place of the Lord. In the secret place, walking in the Spirit all the days of my life.